This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Right for us, man.
Yeah, for D-Lo and
KC.
You know what I mean?
It's for us.
We still the ones, no matter what they do.
Yeah, I mean, that ain't changing. That is not changing.
We welcome you in here to the Thursday, April 3rd edition, but this team is still an April Fool's joke. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live. God damn it, Corey, say it again.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Man.
Wow, man.
Who saw that one coming?
Literally everybody. The whole month of April is a joke with this basketball team. This team is so goddamn unlikable. It is awful that we waste so much time of our lives watching that. There was a point watching that game. This is bad. This sucks. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be fun. I think they're going to pull this game off. Gets to the fourth quarter, and it became apparent pretty quickly. I don't think they are. Then they made that run, and it's like, okay. Just leave with the win. That's all that matters. DeMar hits that shot. The and one. Mm-hmm. Hell of a play. Mm-hmm. DeMar had a crazy fourth quarter. A lot of people are going to hate it, but he did. It's no different than what De'Aaron did a couple of years ago, but it's fine. Right. It's not De'Aaron. It's DeMar. You already hate him. It's fine.
Right.
And then they just give up a wide open three to a player
to you, Damian,
that I guarantee you not a single media member knows. Not a single media member outside of Washington. I'm guessing the people in Washington might not even know who that was.
Mm. He's just there to help the tank.
Failed. They probably sent him back to the G League for hitting that shot.
Not doing that around here.
They were actively trying to lose that game last night. And won.
Jordan Poole didn't play the fourth quarter, I believe.
Jordan Poole was out there coaching in the fourth quarter. Out there damn coaching. He had the warm-ups on. I mean, I can't. Look, I said it yesterday. I'll say it again today. The phone lines are open, 916-909-1320. I don't want to say I stand in front of this team or nothing like that. That's not really what I'm ever trying to do or what it is, but try to give a different perspective. And I may do that from time to time today. But whatever you want to say about this team, whatever you want to call this team, they earned it. They earned it today.
Or they last earned night. It this season.
They earned it last night.
Like, they have Charlotte coming up tomorrow. Anybody feel good about that?
No. Absolutely not.
By the way, that's 7 straight road losses.
Supposed to be the silver lining of you guys not winning at home. It's like, hey, at least we get to go on the road. Now that's cooked.
They got Charlotte coming up. Mm-hmm. Then you've got Cleveland, Detroit, Denver, and Los Angeles. Clippers. Mm-hmm. And then you close out the season with a game that could mean whether you play Wednesday or not.
Yeah, could.
Dallas, I remind you, had dirt on them. They were the Undertaker at the end of a Buried Alive match. And Anthony Davis sticks his hand up through the grave and is trying to pull Dallas out of that. Now, this means something to Dallas. Imagine Dallas wins a couple of play-in games. Yeah, maybe they go on to get their asses kicked in the playoffs. But all that they've been through, the Luka injury, the Luka trade, the Kyrie torn ACL against Sacramento, the countless injuries that go along with that, the fact that Anthony Davis plays minutes for you before getting re-injured, the fact that everybody assumes Anthony Davis' season is over, he comes back, and not only are they in the play-in picture, they're comfortably in the play-in picture with about 6 minutes to go, and they're not even in the 10th spot, they're in the 9th spot, because Sacramento and Phoenix can't decide what to do with themselves. Dallas takes a couple of playing. Again, long shot. I get it. Dallas gets a couple of playing. What do you think they're thinking about this offseason? Yo, look what we just did this year. Look what we were able to do. We've got the tools. We've got everything that we need. We've got the assets. We can do something here to put together a good basketball team. It's going to kill us to be without Kyrie Irving. I got that. But we could do something here. They could build off of this. Meanwhile, you've got Sacramento and Phoenix just looking at each other. I don't want it.
This Kings team has no heart.
I snatched a chain last night. I snatched that. That $2 steak, I snatched that right back
last night.
Team
has no... Well...
Here,
team has no talent. That's what it feels like.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal, and this is extremely evident, to me at least, after watching them last night.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they've been trying to say it, and I don't know, haven't been listening or paying attention to them. But last night, it was clear as day. They don't want to play basketball together no more.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
They don't.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
They want this season to be over as soon as possible. And if that results in one playing game, two, whatever, they don't want to play basketball no more. They don't want nothing to do with this franchise, with each other. They don't want that. It's clear as day. Last night was an embarrassment. An absolute embarrassment. You mentioned it before, a team that wasn't trying to win, a team that didn't want to win, was actively trying to lose, outworked you. These young guys, rookies, G League players, they just outworked you. That was disgusting. That was disgusting last night that happened. And, you know, we'll go in depth. We'll talk about it. Like I said, I want to hear from what everybody else said. Everybody, there is nobody that is absolved of this one. The only person I saw really getting after it on the defensive end, I was probably two. It was probably Keegan and Malik late in the game. That doesn't mean they were good at it, but they were trying. And the fact that it had to get to that, they had to go on a run to cut down on a 10-point lead, 11-point lead or whatever. It's embarrassing. That's disgusting. And they should be embarrassed. Each and every one of those players should be embarrassed. And it ain't. I'm not here for, somebody taking over the locker room and taking all the shots and all this. Where's Domantas Sabonis at? Where's he at? What is he doing?
I get in trouble whenever I ask that.
No, we asking the question today. We can ask the question about DeMar DeRozan. We can ask the question about Zach LaVine. They all are getting questions asked about them. But Domas, no, he plays so hard, and he's tough. Nobody's denying that. But what he's doing isn't good enough. And here's the problem. Here's the problem that I have that we seem to encounter. And if there is an ounce of what people in the media here say, like a James Hamm or Matt George is joining us and all this other stuff, if there is an ounce of that, of what they say in the chatty house, what they say on King's Twitter, what they call in and say, where they're looking around and saying it's this person's fault before looking in the damn mirror, that's the problem. That is the problem. If there is an ounce of looking around saying, well, I can't do anything because this person is doing this, or I can't be good because this person wants to shoot the ball all the time and nobody and the coach ain't doing it, that's the problem. They got a bunch of people in there pointing fingers at everybody else instead of sitting there and saying, what do I need to do to be better? What do I need to do to help? And that goes for everybody. That goes for Domas. That goes for Malik. That goes for DeMar. That goes for Zach, Keegan, all of them. Go down the list. Everybody got an excuse and is a reason as to why they can't do what they're supposed to do. And we hear that all the time on the airwaves and in articles and in podcasts. And if there's an ounce of that in that locker room, that's why they suck. Because that's the problem. Everybody looking to blame somebody else instead of taking accountability and thinking, hey, I'm not doing this. I'm not executing. What can I do to be better?
David Lopez says, that's a bonus trade demand incoming. Let it.
It might not need no damn demand.
Yeah, let that trade demand make its way in.
Might
go
not
ahead.
Need no damn demand.
Let that happen.
We hear with him on the court. We're at this way. This is what you always say about Fox. As much as I like Fox and Sabonis, all that, they were 10th when the guy got fired. What the hell were they doing?
And they've put up about the same record since then. They're marginally better. Like, everything Doug had going for him is gone. You've wiped all of that away in the last month or so. It's all gone. This team was, what, 3-4 games over 500, like, at the beginning of March. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is all gone now.
Back to square one.
What'd you say? They're four games under now?
Yeah, one
they're
more
one
we're back.
Game away from where we were when Mike was fired.
To be honest, it might be worse come the end of the season.
Which means, right, well.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We just laid the schedule out, and that means if they're back to five games under, doesn't that put Doug at 500?
Yeah, I think it's one game.
Is that how
right
math
now
works?
Yeah.
That would make Doug a 500 coach. Mm-hmm. So now what? Now what for Doug? I said what I said with the insiders. Everybody lost their job last night. Unless they do something that they have not done all year, win some road games, win some home games, beat some quality basketball teams, and fight off Phoenix at the end of this, everyone lost their job yesterday.
I would even say that don't matter.
It might not.
For me, at least.
You know? No, it very well might not. Phone lines are open. Oh, I see y'all. Okay, we'll get to you. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Let's get this first commercial break out of the way. We'll come back. We'll settle in. We'll hear from you. 916-909-1320. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Got a little outsiders popping in the chat with things to say today. Mm. That's all right. Everybody in a mood because their basketball team sucks.
Yeah, they do.
And I'm no different. I'm tired of this team losing to the Wizards.
Which loss is worse?
Well, the Christmas one.
Oh, what? Well, I forgot about that.
The Christmas one was worse.
I forgot about that. I'm talking about the one last year in Washington. Sir, we got three. Which one is the worst?
Oh, no,
three?
No, no. The Christmas one always going to hurt me the most.
I forgot about
the, that. The pain in my family's eyes.
That one, that was tough.
When they looked up and saw the sky.
When the Kings literally canceled Christmas.
Oh, they did that.
Wow.
They did that.
Tragic. James said earlier this might have been the worst loss in his tenure. And I don't disagree.
Yesterday felt like puke guy vibes.
Or like he knew it was like worse than puke guy.
Kind of was over yesterday.
Well, but that would have had to have happened at the Golden 1 Center. If last night's game happened at the Golden 1 Center. Oh, yeah, that's puke. That's heavy puke guy vibes.
They would have been booed.
Oh my
like
god!
Like we've never seen.
Oh
before.
My god! That would have made the Laker takeover look tame.
Mm-hmm.
And the Warrior takeover.
Yeah,
the all Celtics of the takeover. Yeah, all of them, all of them.
Yeah, that was these guys. Like I said earlier, you know, usually, and I'm not trying to be a contrarian. I just look at things a little different. Like we'll probably talk about it. You know, at some point today, some of the things that I've heard that I just kind of see differently. But today, people say what you need to say. Say, I'm not going to necessarily argue. I might give a different point of view. I might look, but I'm not arguing with nobody because that was disgusting. That was absolutely ridiculous. And they need to, they're not listening. They probably don't really care, but they need to understand what they did. You can't hide from. You can't hide from. You can't rationalize what the hell we saw last night. And it wasn't just one play or two plays in the fourth quarter. It's being in that position throughout the game that you need to come back late or anything else like that. How we even get into that position? One of the things that I talked about that really frustrates me and I think a lot of people feel is I talked about how these guys don't want to play basketball no more. They don't
together.
Yeah, they don't want to play together no more. Mm-hmm. They don't want to. They want the season to be over as quick as possible. And the reason why I think people are so upset and so bothered by it, more the majority of people. I don't. Certain people maybe feel like them, but some people do want to see them play basketball some more. Some people do want to see them be in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They just want it to be over. And people are like, bro, I want to see Kings basketball. I want to see you out there, Zach LaVine. Mm-hmm. I want to see you out there, Sabonis, DeRozan. I want to see you keep playing. But you could care less. That's disgusting. And that's why this is people. A number of people have said it. You said it. Just unlikable. Just an unlikable group. I'm not necessarily there myself, but I understand how people are. You know,
I don't even mean the individuals.
No, just
collectively.
Right.
This is just a group. Wise. You can't. There's nothing to love about this group. Mm-hmm. Nothing. I don't know that it was any different when De'Aaron Fox was here. De'Aaron wasn't the most lovable guy. Like, the group collectively is. I don't get it. 916-909-1320. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. What's up, TC?
Man, what's up with my two brothers, man?
What's up, TC?
Man, just frustrated, bro. So, like, this where I'm at with it, bro. Like, I'm with you, D-Lo. Like, as far as, like, the jobs and all that. Moving forward, bro, what I can say, this is not singling nobody out or anything, bro. This has something to do with it's not working. So the Hollingers and all these guys, well, y'all was right. I'll be the first one to come on here and say, bro, I was wrong. I was wrong, bro. Y'all was right. Anything, man, listen, this ain't going to work, and it's not going to work with these dudes, bro. So if we got to get pennies on a dollar, I don't care about PR, media, people talking about, oh, that's a bad look. How you guys didn't get something back? I don't care, bro. We already did that once already, right, with Fox. So who's it said with DeRozan and LaVine? I'm talking about both of them. They both got to go, bro. If we got to get pennies on a dollar for these dudes, bro, we're going to have to do that, and we're going to have to figure out who we going to move out and move forward with. That's the conversation. Who has a backbone? Who's not mentally weak on this team? That's who we going to keep around, bro. Other than that, everybody can go. Fan favorites, I like this guy. I don't want him to go. Bro, they got to go, dog. We need strong-minded, strong backbone players that want to be here, bro, and that want to grit and grind. Doug, I love you, bro. You got to coach this whole vibe. We coaching on vibes. I don't want the Hall of Famers. Bro, that's out. You're a dog, Doug, so you got to start treating us like a dog. Listen, if you're not hooping, bro, and you're not doing what I want, that I need to be done, you're on a bench. I don't care about how much money you making or Hall of Fame status or none of that, dog. Doug, stop coaching our vibes, bro. Other than that, Jamar and Zach, pennies on a dollar this all season, bro. That's all I got, all bro. Right.
It's all good. All right, TC. So who are we playing then? Oh, if you're not doing what I'm telling you to do, you're on the bench. Who are you playing? You want Isaac Jones out there? Is that what we're talking about? Hmm. You want Isaac Jones out there? Apparently, Jay Crowder can't play. Can't have him out there. You want Doug McDermott out there? Doug McDermott going to play the way you want? This idea that the guys aren't playing are going to play the way that you want is insane.
Right.
No, that isn't going to work. You're going to have to get through the rest of these games. That's all it boils down to. You're going to have to get through the rest of these games.
Yeah, and
with this group, with these guys playing these minutes, they're either going to have to find a way to play better or they're just going to keep losing.
Start Keon Ellis, start Malik Monk, bench Levine, bench DeRozan.
None of this matters. None of this matters. Because you said something, and I think you framed it in a way that I don't know that we've framed it before. And you know, 24 minutes into this, I think you're exactly right. This team is tired of playing together. Whether it's the way DeMar plays, the way Zach LaVine plays, whether it's the way Domas plays, whether it's the way Doug coaches, whatever it is, they're sick of each other. Mm-hmm. And it shows out there on the basketball floor. The Wizards give up like 120 points per game. And the Kings scored 111?
Wizards were in the driver's seat the entire game.
The entire game.
Where are the Wizards? The Wizards give up. I want to have the exact number. Hang on. Oh, that was the exact number. They give up 120.8 points per game. And the Kings scored 111. Like,
we know what it is.
What?
That's just...
Entering that game, that was the worst team in professional basketball. Now they're not. Mm-hmm. That belongs to Utah. That's why Washington was trying so actively to lose that game.
And they're pissed.
What do you say if you're Doug Christie? Like, what do you say to that group? Hey, look, I get it. Y'all don't want to play ball anymore. You just lost to a team that was actively trying to lose this game. They had no interest in scoring more points than we did, and you let them. I guess I'll see you in Charlotte.
That's about
it. And let's just get through this season, because clearly y'all don't want to play. I ain't got nothing to say to you. You probably just cost me my job. Mm-hmm. But I know y'all don't care.
That'll be the second person that got fired.
Because DeMar, your contract's worth, $27 million or whatever it is next year and $13 million the year after or whatever that partial guarantee is. Domas, you straight. You're going to ask for a trade, so it's whatever. Malik, I know there's this cute little story out there about you, but the fact is you probably made the wrong choice. You had two options. It was Sacramento or Detroit. Oopsie. Everybody else, good luck to you. I'll see you in Charlotte. Doug should quit on them too. Because y'all just screwed his ass over. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you come back from that.
Because
beating Charlotte ain't going to do it.
These guys, all of these guys are playing for themselves. All of them. There's not one, regardless of what people like to tell you, there ain't one martyr out there.
Mm.
They're all playing for themselves.
This team has a stink to it, I feel, and I think to get rid of that, you got to kind of clean house at this point. Like the group of guys doesn't work here. Like Doug was in a tough situation, but I don't think
he's... So what's clean house mean?
Getting the GM out of here. We're getting a new front office. We're going to get a new head coach. Probably going to shake up the core and all that. Like Domas, you're out of here. I mean, whatever deals work. I don't know what guys you can trade and who wants who and all that, but like this team needs a big shakeup.
You probably can't trade LaVine, so you're stuck with him. He'll still be here, but yeah, Domas still. You feel calls for Domas.
I don't know about the idea of building around LaVine, Domas, like Keegan anymore, anything like that. Like,
DeMar's going to easily be tradable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Domas is or not.
Well, that's the one thing
I don't know.
With TC, he just said the wrong person. Man, do what you got to do. Just get that off the books. Like that, like at this point, I don't even think you're doing, you can try, but you're not like deep down, private discussions. We're not doing anything thinking we're getting like great value or anything else like that.
You talking about for Sabonis?
Yeah, just get these guys off the books.
I'm curious to think.
Get them out of the damn arena.
What the rest of the league thinks about him. Because he's a great player and like all NBA and all that, but he does get paid like a number one or a number two guy. Like if you look at the annual averages and who's around him and all that, like it's those type of players.
Zero shot attempts in the fourth quarter for DeMontis Sabonis. $40 million. And I already know people will say, DeMar DeRozan took all the shots. All right, whatever. There are plenty of times when DeMontis Sabonis could have had the ball, passed it up, had the ball, could have looked for his opportunity. He didn't. He didn't. I think Domas is a heck of a ball player, but $40 million, and when you need a leader and you need a guy that's going to produce, he's not that. Like, when you really need it. Like, I don't want to diminish it because it's a 48-minute game. But all that, he's got this in the third quarter, that's cute. The league is won in crunch time.
Well, that's what he's here for too. Like that's why you're paid the way you are. Like it was supposed to be you and Fox. Fox isn't here, and then somehow, some way, you fell back three spots.
Domas scored the same amount of points De'Aaron Fox did yesterday.
Mm. Like this is inexcusable. Like that's great. He gets the rebounds and assists and all that. But like Kenny said, when it's go time, it's go time. Like you need to be there.
Yeah, when it's go time, he don't go.
No. He took DeMar DeRozan took 1, 2, 3. I think this is 5 shots from the start of the 12th quarter. Excuse me, start of the fourth quarter to the 7-minute mark. He didn't take another shot till 3:04 when they were down 7. So I'm not here to defend him because they didn't win. That's all that matters. But what the hell is he supposed to do? They're already down 7 at this point. This keep waiting for Domas to start shooting? No, I'm going to try and win the damn game.
Let's see what Manny's got to say. 916-909-1320. What's up, Manny?
What's up, y'all? Hey, you know, during the podcast yesterday, I had said something about, you know, I don't know what you do in the offseason. Maybe, you know, if you can get an athletic wing and a true point guard for DeMar, maybe that you try to run it back for like half a season and see if, what you can do. And then I went back and watched the game late last night after the pod because I didn't get to really like get deep into the game. And after watching, I was like, no, I'm wrong. Blow all this up. Because I don't truly believe, like, they quit necessarily. I think sometimes when you see teams like this play really bad, that's the first thing everybody says. But they definitely just don't know what to do with each other. This team is just a mesh of parts that they just threw together, and it just doesn't work on any level, on any way from a basketball point of view, I don't think at all. And I like it's like what you guys said too. Like I just don't think they want to play together anymore. I think they're done trying to figure that out, and they don't know what to do individually on the court. And it's just everything. And with the fan part of it, like I feel so bad for a lot of the true diehards because even if they blew it all up, even if you got whatever it is that you think you can get for some of these players, whatever, like nobody trusts the owner or the organization to even draft right or make usage of anything that they get in return at this point. You know, even if you get rid of Monty, do you trust who they'll hire to be the next guy? Like, all that, everybody's so scarred from all that. Like, it's just until you actually see it, you're not going to ever believe it. And it just seems like James says, this perpetual, like, circular thing that they keep doing with all the coaches that they've had and everything. And I really feel bad for Doug because I wish Doug could at least get an opportunity to build whatever it is that he would want to build. But like you said, D'Lo, and I 100% agree, I think last night's game was like that one point where it's like, yep, everybody's gone.
Yeah. Appreciate you, Manny. Check out the Chatty House after party over there on YouTube.
And another thing that I talked to Jesse about before the show, talking about Vivek, everybody talking about, oh, he needs to sell the team. What we got to do to get him to sell? And it's always, he's the problem. He's the constant. Like, fine, whatever. I don't care. Whatever. If Vivek, I don't care. Contract, like, we have fun with the Uncle V and stuff. He don't know who I am. I don't know who he is. I don't care. I go home to my family, regardless if Vivek knows who I am or not or anything. Like, if you want to say he's the problem, go, by all means, go ahead. I don't care. But what I need somebody to preach to me and explain to me is, If he is the problem, how can he keep losing? James said it right here, sitting right over there. He loses damn near every battle to Monty McNair. Like anytime Vivek wanted something, Monty got his way. So you want him to get, like, what is he doing per se that makes them lose to the Wizards or makes them lose by 30 to the Magic? And I just think it's a bigger problem for me is as long as he's there, people are always going to look for a crutch and look for a reason why they are not doing their job. I can't because Vivek's here and he's meddling. Once again, all the things that are said on airway, if any of that is in that building, they're doomed way beyond Vivek. Because they got a bunch of people who look around and say, I can't do my job because of this guy. I can't defend because Vivek keeps meddling. I can't do that. No, man. As long as he's here, they always going to look to blame him for whatever's going on. And I just ask the question, what is he doing? Explain to me what he's doing.
Has he hired the right person yet since he's taken over?
Maybe so, but that But like, that's a separate conversation, because nobody says he hires the wrong people. They just say he's in the way, he's meddling. All that. You can hire the right or wrong people. You can hire somebody and get out the way and let them do their job. That's not what people are saying he's doing.
Go ahead, Jesse.
I do feel like Vivek is kind of as a crutch, but I also feel like the issue with him really is the fact that he hasn't hired the right person yet to run this thing. Whether it be Vladdy, Monty, Wes, whoever's before that. Like, that's my issue with him.
One of my issues remains he seems to always find ways to hedge his bet. And I think you go back to when he took over. There was, I think Pete D'Alessandro was his first general manager, but Chris Mullin was here and had some sort of role. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, Vlade was here. And then Vlade becomes the general manager. And then I think Joe Dumars is here. Like, well, what is Joe Dumars here for? What's his official title? What is the hierarchy here? Then Vlade's gone and Monty and Wes are in here. That's another problem that I feel like we have outlined, you know, repeatedly. And then Joe was like, well, I want full control over everything. I want to report. I want to be able to veto the front office and report to Vivek. And Vivek said no. So Joe left. And now Vlade's back. Wes is gone. We're all waiting for Monty to be fired. And so it just feels like he is incapable of making a decision, saying this is the decision, this is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Go do your job. It's like, well, this is the decision. This guy interviewed for the job. I want him to work with you. He's willing to stay. You guys can work together. I really like Vlade. The city likes him. I'm going to have him around. I'm still paying him anyways because I fired him with years left on his contract. So he's here. Because remember, him and Luke, I think, signed at the same time. So it feels like whether he is lurking or he is, meddling. Or he has someone around meddling. It feels like there is not a definitive structure, right? Like, we have the ability to go to the top boss. But more times than not, if Kenny and I have an issue, we're going to go to Complex. And then Complex and the three of us, we'll go meet with our boss. We know the structure of things. And we know in the end, no matter what, if we say something to Complex, Complex probably has to take it somewhere. Mm-hmm. And we know that we know how this is all going to work. I don't think anyone in Sacramento has any clue who's making the final decision. Because, and we have said this since this show took the air, there are people within this organization who actively work against Vivek Ranadive. They're still here. They've always been around. They've always been leaking stuff to the media. It wasn't Wes Wilcox. Wes did plenty of talking to the media, but Wes wasn't the one. He wasn't around 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, 8 years ago. This has been happening since the original disintegration of the Michael Malone relationship. Somebody within this organization loves to talk and loves to make Vivek look as stupid as possible. Every picture ever painted about that man makes him look stupid. It's because all of this stuff is coming from the same exact person. And for some reason, they haven't been filtered out of this organization. For some reason, they've remained too close to the organization. For some reason, they have direct, perhaps financial links to the organization. But they are going to work to make Vivek look stupid. You'll have to forgive me if I don't believe every story I read. You'll have to forgive me if I read an article that tells me people are nervous because Anjali and Jeremy Lamb are around a month after the two broke up. So forgive me if I'm a little skeptical of the garbage that I read, with all due respect.
Right.
But yet at the same time, y'all want me to believe that every single story you tell about this man is true. He has his shortcomings. I do think he makes a lot of mistakes running this basketball team, and I just named my number one issue. But the idea that he is the issue with this basketball team, you're going to miss me with that. You're going to miss me with that.
I agree. And like I said, I just need – and everybody, these people, he's meddling. I don't know. Maybe there are people who know more than I do. Matter of fact, I know there are people who know more than I do, and maybe they have something completely different. But I've talked to at least three different sources. Now, I don't even want to say source because I'm not reporting. I just talk to people, right? Three different people, three different walks of life, in, you know, with connections to this organization. Three different times of the year. It wasn't like, let me talk to him. Let me walk over here, talk to him. This was December, March, whenever, right? They've all said in unison, Monty McNair is the decision maker. All that other stuff, like they put on us, oh, yeah, meddling. Monty McNair makes the decisions. It's his call at the end of the day. The draft picks, the roster moves, the trades actually getting done, all this, he's in control of that. And that's all I'm saying. At the end of the day, you're not going to find an organization in sports where there aren't voices all over the place. Yes, there's going to be voices. Yes, somebody's going to be able to have the ear of head of basketball ops or the owner or anything else like that. I'm sure even in Oklahoma City, there's people in there that talk to Clay Bennett or something like that. Mm-hmm. But they all know Sam Presti is the decision maker. In San Antonio, R.C. Buford is the decision maker. Everything that I've heard is Monty McNair is the decision maker. There ain't no meddling. Like I said, I've heard three different drafts where Vivek wanted somebody else. Mm-hmm. Vivek didn't want the guy they drafted. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, when it was time to put that card in and make a decision, they literally went against the guy that he wanted.
Well, didn't he want Keegan when the consensus was Jaden Ivey? Oh, Vivek got his way again. We say this all the time. Nobody's written that story a second time. They wrote it once. They never wrote it again.
So the overarching question that I had with that, once again, is I think people get too deep into the weeds in this stuff sometimes. What does that have to do with not showing up against the Washington Wizards?
Great question.
That is a personal decision that those men made not to put their best foot forward yesterday. Mm-hmm. It ain't got nothing to do with if the guy is meddling with the general manager. Zach LaVine, I don't know what's going on with you. I don't know if you want to be here or whatever. DeMar DeRozan, I don't know if you're fed up if you want to be here or not. But you got a decision to make. Sabonis, same thing. Monk, same thing. Are you going to band together as a group and put your best foot forward, or are you just going to half-ass it? They made the decision yesterday. That is not Vivek's decision. That's not even Monty's decision, even though he should be gone. Hell, that's not Doug Christie's decision. Mm. Those men made their own choices yesterday.
I'm glad you brought up Doug's name again. I think there's a couple of more things to talk about with D.C., maybe less specifically D.C., more specifically Sacramento Kings head coaching position. Mm. Daniel, hang tight. We want to hear from you. You want to get on the Elk Grove Kia talk line? We'd love to hear from you. 916-909-1320. Chatty House is jumping. Even Jill Adge is in the Chatty House. Boy, we need her.
You know it's a big battle with Jill Adge.
We're going to have to book in about a week and a half weekly appearances from Jill Adge so she can tell us who the general manager is going to be. Hey, voice your frustrations, man. It's D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Well, Kenny has just told everyone to go to hell. I went to get water. I came back. He told everyone just to go straight to hell. Stop following the team. And we got Jill Adge. She says we're just screaming into the void and we move on. It is bad here. Remember when we FaceTimed San Francisco? That was so fun.
That was a mistake.
That was the peak of the season and also our downfall.
I'll do it again.
We should FaceTime them just because, like.
We'll FaceTime them maybe to switch the vibes back.
Can we can FaceTime Bronte Hill? Hey, we're trying to undo the curse.
We're sorry.
We're trying to undo the FaceTime curse.
We should do that. I should. We'll be like right now.
Michael Scott and Dwight giving the gift baskets and all that.
So you're thinking about coming back? Are you FaceTiming on the phone or your computer? Okay, good. Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. Let's see if we can get Bonte.
Let's see if we get Bonte on here.
Yeah.
B, what's up, man? Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Mrs. Bonte? We see you.
Hey, look, man. Hey. We just trying to reverse the curse because ain't nothing gone right since we FaceTimed you after the Warriors win. So we trying to reverse the curse here on the show and just take the curse off of us, dog.
Forgive us.
That damn video of me walking in front of me.
I didn't post it. I didn't post it.
Bonte.
So that curse is going to live on.
Hey.
Cook, bro. Have fun going to Dallas for the playing game.
The barbecue is. Bonte, we're sorry. We're sorry.
No, D-Lo, you got the sins you committed this season.
Well, that's a whole different story. Bonte, this did not go the way I hoped it would. I'm getting off the phone.
All right, that's enough.
Hang up on that. All right.
Bonte, Miss Bonte, you guys have a good day. Yes, this is ridiculous.
Oh, man.
Maybe that was a mistake as well.
That didn't go well.
That didn't go the way we thought.
Let's get Daniel in here. 916-909-1320. What's up, Daniel?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey, maybe I got it wrong, but Sam Amick said that Monty, he fell on his sword during the press conference when he ended up saying that, you know, right after they fired Brown, and he's not the one who wanted to fire Brown. So who fired him?
So I'm sure Monty and his people would say that right now too. I'm not saying that there's no truth to it, and I'm not saying somebody didn't tell Sam that, because Sam, he reports what he hears from credible people. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if it's going bad
now,
if his
name rhymes with Jess Jocock.
If it's going all bad now, most of the time these people don't take accountability for their mistakes. I bet you in 2 years, when Nico's unemployed or somewhere else, well, you know, I had pressure from owner. I didn't really want to do it, but you know, there was forces outside that made me trade him. Of course he's gonna say that. You talk about accountability, don't nobody take accountability in this game. So I don't, once again, if I'm cynical of somebody saying that, forgive me. But, yeah, I don't expect Monty or his people to – or people who support Monty to be like he didn't want to do it. Because to be honest with you, like, yeah, he probably – he didn't make the call. Mm-hmm. He didn't make the call. That doesn't mean he threw his body in front of the decision and said, Vivek, don't do this. So, I'm here to – no, please don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it, Vivek. Don't hang it. Don't fire him, Vivek. Don't fire him.
So is firing Mike Brown a bad move now?
Well, it didn't get you anywhere.
Right.
Well, I don't think you're in the exact same spot, right? So here's the thing.
I don't think you were going anywhere to begin with.
There was a couple of players who weren't – like, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of guys who weren't going to play for Mike and I guess are just incapable of playing for Doug. It probably doesn't matter.
I guess if you keep Mike, then you needed to make some trades and get some guys out of there. Like if you were going to go the other way. But the way I saw it, like, wasn't getting fixed if this you were sticking with this team. 13-18 for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with Damian. Like, it doesn't no matter.
Yeah.
No, oh, okay. No. Round two.
Yeah.
Round two. Let's. All right, man. We got to.
Let's see. You know, he
reverse the curse.
Hey, Butch. Hey,
yeah,
man.
Well, what's up, big dog? What's up, man?
We're live on the air. We're trying to undo the FaceTime curse. And we just wanted to call and say sorry. And
I apologize.
Yeah.
I apologize, brother. I apologize.
The last time we FaceTimed you, it went really bad for us here in Sacramento. In fact, nothing has gone right.
Nothing.
Since then.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Okay. You don't have to sound that way about it. But
expound on that.
Turn yourself into like some weird version of the freaking Chicago Bulls was something I didn't have my bingo card.
Yeah.
2 years ago, you had one of most fun up and coming rosters in the league, and somehow you went ancient overnight.
Yep.
And you guys hate everyone.
Yeah, that's right.
Just take the curse off. That's all we're asking right now.
We're just asking you to leave us alone. You guys have destroyed us.
Right,
we FaceTimed you. And, like, the next day you got Jimmy Butler, and now you're unbeatable, and we're here.
You know what, though? Let me tell you this. As just a normal peasant out here, not the king of all things Bay Area, I'll tell you this. I don't subscribe to any wizardry or voodoo or hexes or curses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably more cursed myself than anything.
Yeah.
Seems like everywhere I park, I get a $108 ticket here in the city.
Well,
or someone tries to break into my car. But, I love that you think I have that power.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Okay. Well, I guess if nothing else, we'll just tell you that we love you and just make it stop, okay?
Vamos gigantes, Butch. Come on, baby. We're going to the playoffs.
I love you guys, too. Can I ask you a question?
Oh, God. Yeah. Yep.
How about my San Francisco Giants? Huh? How about my Giants?
Yeah, we got that bum Farhan out of here and everything's good.
Oh, you mean the guy that I hate more than anyone coming out of L.A. ever? Literally, it's Tommy Lasorda. Well, LeBron as well. Tommy Lasorda, him, and Eric Karros. Yeah, I'm so happy. And Jim Everett, obviously. Don't call me Chris.
Jim Everett.
Baseball Hour with Casey and Butch. Yep.
That's the sport, baseball, that had more viewers the last 2 years in the World Series than the NBA had in the finals. I don't know if you know. It's a very popular sport.
No, well, I'm aware. Okay. Now, okay.
Yeah, let's settle down.
All right, Butch.
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't see that crowd in Chicago at the White Sox.
Okay, man. Butch, we've got to go. We just called to say sorry, and we love you, and we'll talk to you later.
I hope you make the 10 spot.
Okay.
Goodbye.
All right, Butch.
Goodbye.
That's enough.
Goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye.
Yeah, we're 0 for 2 on FaceTime.
Yeah, those things went awful.
They're not being as receptive as I hoped. I really hope they'd be like, all right, it's okay.
No, they don't give a damn.
Bonte seemed like he wanted this to go on a lot longer.
Bonte would still be on if we let him.
Jeez. That ain't fire.
It's not.
That ain't fire.
Did we FaceTime it's Guru last not. Time?
We did. But Guru,
did he pick up?
Nah, Guru's in the middle of the show.
That's right.
Guru, I don't think, is off till 2.
Jeez. Yeah. That one might be okay. He seems like a nicer guy.
Yeah. Guru texted me last night. I just cursed.
It's about all you could do.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll try Guru maybe at 2:30. I don't know.
I mean, those are all the guys that, I mean, Guru called back. I mean, we did FaceTime Matt Nahegan. Maybe Matt Nahegan was the one who was really behind this.
Well, he did get.
He didn't get to pick up last time.
Well, he does have Mitch's number.
He was probably busy talking to Mitch last time when we called him.
Oh, man. That was just god awful last night. God awful last night. Wow.
We all know it's over now.
I mean, like, I don't.
Monty McNair can't be back.
So,
Beam Team, whatever this regime was, did not work.
Like, you would be putting Doug in a terrible position if you brought him back, right? Because this group. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what happens over the next week and a half, does not work together.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. And so maybe Vivek is going to try to cling to some relevancy somehow by just trying to retool this team, which I don't know if it's even possible, but if you're in the camp of trade these guys, get as many draft picks, start building this, I don't know that that's realistic. Mm. And what kind of position are you putting DC in there? And the thing that I was thinking of before the commercial break when I said remind us to get back to Doug was, if not Doug, who? Because I told you a week ago or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, this job is now undesirable. This is not a job you want. It's a job you might take, but it's not a job you want. So if it's not Doug Christie, who do you think it's going to be? Who's the coaching hire that you're going to go make that you think is going to work?
Flip side, who wants to come be the general manager of a team where you can't even pick your coach, though?
Flip side is dead.
That's a lie, though. That is a lie.
What do you mean?
You can pick your coach. You can pick your coach. What coach is Vivek picked?
Well, I'm saying if Doug is going to be the guy next there and you bring in a GM, like, you don't get to pick your coach.
You mean just in this situation?
Yeah, I'm talking this situation.
Got
yeah.
Got you.
Hey, I'm not the bad guy here, all right? I'm not the bad guy.
You're the you a week ago you were hey, the angriest Kings fan here.
It's a mess. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.